cooking up a little taste of home. That's the goal each night at London's oldest and arguably most well-known Polish restaurant, Gessler at the Kies. But it's more than food. It's a job and a familiar environment for Polish immigrant Jarek Hunek, who relied on friends in the Polish community to settle into life in Britain earlier this year.
They helped me to find a job. They helped me to find accommodation, a room that was in their house. And they explained to me everything about England and London. What should I know?
But Hunek also had one other advantage in his job search.
And it was easy for me because, as you can hear, I speak English, so this is much easier.
Polish businesses like this help keep 84% of Poles in Britain employed, more than that of the native population. Oxford University's Carlos Vargas Silva says Poles are faring better than other immigrants during this recession because they normally come for work, not family reasons.
They're willing to accept jobs in the labor market that are different from the ones that that the local population is willing to accept. So they're willing to accept jobs that are very low given their skills.
Many are highly skilled and educated, like Hunek, who has a nursing degree but has chosen work in the food industry. Economist Jonathan Portis says despite the fact many Poles and other Eastern Europeans are overqualified for low-paying work in Britain, many are young and will likely move up in the job market.
My view would be that in the short term, actually, that's not too much of a problem. They're mostly young. They'll move on.
But for older immigrants, like 57-year-old Edward Britsky, being fluent in English is not enough. He has been looking for a job in Britain for a year, and he says the job search is made harder by all the young, educated applicants.
But there are people, as you see here, from all over the world. And everyone's trying to find a job, and that's what I'm trying to do too. I hope I will find it, finally, because I don't intend to go back to Poland.
And neither does Hunek, who thanks to well-established Polish friends, not only has a job, but one he enjoys. Julianne McKellogg, VOA News, London.